Everybody having a good time?
Yes.
We thank God. And we are looking forward to a new life in the ministry.
Yes.
I've had a certain understanding of the work that I've not had before. I want us to put our hands together for our Father, our prophet. So, how many of us are going to move here from here to become shepherds, pastors, to work for the Lord? Amen. It's worth repeating, you see, that camps are not social events. Amen. Camps are not social events. And, if I were a pastor here, there are some members I would never bring here. If they have been here before, or at least twice, and are not shepherds. You know, some people just like to travel. they just like to travel, you know. But it's serious business. Amen.
Amen.
It's very serious business. And I believe that those of us who are here at this camp are understanding what God wants for our lives. Amen. And it's what we... Let's turn our Bibles to the first scripture we read yesterday. You know, God wants to reward us. God wants to do something for us. God wants to take our lives to a new level. And I feel very privileged and very special to be selected by God. And I'm sure there's someone here who also feels the same way, that God selects. You know, when something good is happening to you, don't look around and find and wonder where the others are. Do you see the point? Mm-hmm. God selects. One of the works of God on earth is selection. Psalm 65 verse 4. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee. So God is choosing. God is choosing. And that word choose alone means that some people will be left behind. That is God. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest. So those who are left behind, I don't know why they are left behind, but I'm happy that I have been chosen. So what we do is that when we have been chosen, after we have been chosen, we go back and also help others to come along. But many people don't want to come along. Many are not interested. And when you find somebody who is persistently disinterested in something God is doing, you must tell yourself that perhaps God has not chosen this person. Yes. Jesus said, nobody can come to me except God has worked his own work of bringing the person close. So those who come close are those who have been selected. And I'm happy that you have been selected. And I have been selected. Hallelujah. And that selection brings us to the important question of what are we to do? What are we to do? And the answer is clear. We are to do God's work. Hallelujah. And 1 Timothy 5:17 says, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture said, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. And the laborer is worthy of his reward. Amen. So the first point the first thing we learned yesterday was that hard work and good work always have their reward. Is that in your notes? Check your notes. Hard work and good work always have their reward. Amen. Always have their reward. Because God is constantly rewarding us. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Are you looking forward to a reward? God will reward you. And the subsequent points point to some of the rewards we learned yesterday. And they are real. They are real. Even though God is going to reward us with more work, remember that within the more work are these elements. Are you with me? Yeah. Within the more work, we'll have more of these elements. So number two, hard work is rewarded by lots of rest. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors. How many of you want to rest? You want to rest? I want to rest, proper rest. Or you don't want rest? You don't want rest? I want rest. But that rest comes from working hard. It's amazing that there are some people who don't want to work hard and want to rest. Yes. I remember when I was in school, we would go to the classroom block. We call it up. We go and study from like 10 p.m. till about 3 a.m. Then we had a friend. Around 1 a.m., he will be sleeping in the dormitory. Then 1 a.m., when he comes to arrange tables and tells her that he wants to release tension. That is, the walk from the dormitory to the classroom is the work he has done. And today we can't find him. Yeah, but you will be found. Amen. You know, as we serve God, He blesses us with work and more work. But within that work is rest. Amen. Are you aware that people who don't serve God don't rest? People who don't serve God, there are certain problems in their lives that don't make them rest. Issues. When you begin to serve God, you eliminate a lot of issues from your life. There are things which naturally fall off when you start working for God. Not when you start working for a bank or you start working for a corporation or whatever. When you start working for God, the wisdom that comes to your life, that helps you to manage your life, things you don't do, things you stay away from, people you stay away from, decisions you take because of the work, they lead to rest. A certain level of stress and anxiety will not be part of your life when you serve God. Amen. 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 One of the blessings in serving God is that it helps you to take decisions. The work itself, if you are doing it well. You know, Timothy talks about those who use well the office of a deacon. And I love it because some people have the privilege to work as shepherds and pastors who don't use that office well. 1 Timothy 3:13. They don't use it well. So Paul singled out a certain category of people. Those who use well the office of a deacon. For they that have used the office of a deacon well. The word is well. Who work well. Who take decisions based on their work as pastors and shepherds. The work itself will lead you not to go to certain places. The work of God, if you use that office well, will lead you not to have certain friends. You can't be a servant of God and company with certain people. Yeah. You cannot be a servant of God and marry a certain type of man. Or you don't believe it. You can't be a servant of God and marry a certain type of woman. Not knowing that the decisions the work of God is leading you to take are actually going to lead to your rest. Or you don't understand English language. I'm saying that if you use well the office of a shepherd and you are about to marry, the office of a shepherd will lead you to marry a certain type of woman, not knowing that it is that woman who will give you rest. Yes. But if you are young, if you are 30 years, you understand this. One of the most powerful privileges that come to you when you serve God. Very powerful. And I'm going back to the word well. When you serve God well, it guides you to take decisions. Where to stay. Where not to stay. What to read. What not to read. Which people to allow into your life. Not knowing that it is those things that are going to give you rest. Yes. A pastor doesn't choose a woman because a woman to marry because of her beautiful face. It is those who are not using the office well. It's those who are not using the office of a pastor well. Who will choose a woman to marry because of the size of her breast? Please, please, we are having a... I'm explaining. Listen, take your time. What, do you want to beat me? What have I done wrong? I'm saying that... Please, I beg, should I kneel down? I'm saying that... It's a major blessing to serve God. Why? There are about 6,000 reasons. One of them is that, and to me, is the top. Serving God leads you to take decisions about your life. Yes. Where to work? Because if you use the office of a pastor, a shepherd well, it will guide you not to do certain types of work. Do you get me? It will guide you not to marry a certain type of woman. Being a pastor, and you the word is well, if you are doing the work well, there is a certain type of man you will not marry. Imagine a woman pastor, very active, serving God, going to marry a man who doesn't attend weekday service and who attends church once a while. Do you think that woman will marry that man if she's a real pastor who is really doing the work well? She will not. Well, at least I don't expect the woman to marry that man. A pastor who's pastoring well. A lady, is it lady pastor or lazy pastor? Sorry.
Lady, pastor, okay. Lady, LP. So that's what it's LP. So listen. This LP, I'm talking, say rest. Yeah. Rest is not only sabbato. Rest is not only sleeping. Rest is the absence of certain stresses that are not necessary. Rest is the absence of certain problems that are not necessary. And don't be angry. All I'm saying is that when you serve God, it guides you to take decisions which will give you rest. Which woman? Well, I don't know. I mean, the average woman wants to marry a tall, hunky guy. I mean, very, ribbed abdomen. And, fit. Fine. So I should stop, you see. Okay, it's all right. Okay. Listen. But for a lady pastor, even though she also likes a hunk, she considers the man's spirituality in addition to the morphology. So sit down, please. We are having a conference. You don't stand up. So, because of the man's unspirituality, a lady pastor who is using the office of a deacon well will not marry that type of man. Are you with me? No matter how handsome and how many car keys, how hanky he is, not knowing that her decision not to marry the man because he's not spiritual, she is actually saving herself beatings. Beatings. And all forms of maltreatment. So, you may think you are taking a decision because you are working for God. But you are actually taking a decision that leads to your rest. So you see that two women are married. But one is resting in her marriage. And one is in intensive care. And intensive labor, hard labor. Are you with me? Yeah. We could go on and on and on. Look. I'm telling you that let the privilege to serve God be taken seriously. Yes. It will lead you to rest. Not to sleep in a hotel or to be on a beach resting, but it will eliminate a lot of problems. A lot of problems. I mean, imagine a young guy who is in university and is serving God actively. I mean, that decision will not let you associate yourself with weed smokers. Or you don't say we here. Weed or what? Weed. Aha. I mean, can you imagine a first love pastor smoking 4 joints of Indian hemp every Friday evening? Yes. Why? Because of the work. Not knowing that decision not to company with certain people is actually going to lead him to a far superior life. While his friends will be in the mental hospital soon, he is fine. Will finish his course, marry, get a good job, and I mean, just be living a normal life. He is working for God. He is working. He is preaching. He is sweating. He is moving up and down. But in another sense, he is what? Resting. So I pray that we will allow the work of God to guide us. Every young man here should allow the work of God to lead you to marry. Yeah. A real servant of God, when he's marrying, will choose a woman who is spiritual, like our lady pastors and our. But when you go and choose, because see, a man with two testicles has got his natural desires, and you need the work of God to stop you to put brakes on your desires. If there's no work of God, you will go anything that is nice, you are chasing it. Anything that is beautiful, you are chasing it. But the work of God will give you limits and stop you from misbehaving, and that is the rest God has for you. Is it a good idea? Is it a good idea? So every young man here, look, in 20 years time, you must have a good life as a missionary on an island, pastoring a church, and that is equal to rest. As you are pastoring, your other colleague, look, when I was in school, first year, secondary school, first 7 years, I did first 5 years. One exam, and then 2 years. When we went to Form 1, the first year, that's the first 5 years, we were 160 students. I'm talking about rest. Rest. While in school, around third year, Form 3, as we call it, I gave my life to Christ. Got born again. When we went to Form 1, 160 students, I was number 3. Wow. Now, listen. Number 3. We were two guys who were second out of the 160 students. But the second, my other mate was, he had a name which began with A. And mine began with O. So the A came number 3. And O, A was number 2. And O was number 3. Alphabetical order, and we're 160. The number one guy, by the time we're writing our O level, 5 years O level, when we're writing the exam in the examination hall, the one who had number one was behind police bars, police cells. Yes. Smoked Indian hemp. Became a Rastafarian for a long time. Is that rest?
No.
But because of Christ, I stayed away from Indian hemp from third year. When I was in first year, I was smoking and drinking. Second year, smoking and drinking. And then Christ came into my life. I'm saying that when you walk with God and you are deep in God, there's a certain rest you get from all kinds of problems. And that is what God is giving you when you become a shepherd. He eliminates certain problems. He eliminates madness. He eliminates issues. Criminal records. So when someone tells you to be a shepherd or to work for God, the person is not just asking you to serve God or to win souls. The person is also eliminating certain problems from your life. Is it a good idea? Is it a good idea? So in this camp, we are living here to become workers. And as you work for God, the first thing you should expect is that he will give you rest. You will look to your left, you will look to your right, and you realize that the problems your friends are having, you don't have that. You also have problems as a shepherd, yeah, but it's not of that order of madness. It's not of that order of severity so that you can serve God. Lift your two hands and ask the Lord to keep you serving him. To keep you serving him as a shepherd, as a church planter, building bus centers, winning souls, bringing people to church. That work will give you rest. That work will touch your life. Father, we thank you for the privilege to serve you, the privilege to work for you, not just to attend church, but to work for you. We are grateful, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands for Jesus. Don't stop clapping. Are you going to serve God? Ask your neighbor, are you going to serve God? Oh, ask two people, are you going to serve God? Then clap your hands and let's welcome Ida. You may be seated. No movements at the back, please.